You're listening to the Moody Mommies Podcast.
Audio warning. You may or may not hear kids screaming and yelling in the background, or us screaming or yelling at them to keep it together. And one more thing, guys. We're working in the middle of a California summer, so you're going to hear a little AC in the background, but I promise we're working on our audio quality. Thank you so much for bearing with us, and enjoy our special guest.
We're back, guys. It's Moody Mommy time.
I'm Jessica.
And I'm Vanessa.
And today we have some super special guests.
We have my very little sister. No, she's not little. She's like 2 years younger than me, but it still counts.
Younger than you, taller than you. I know.
And we also have
my mommy.
Woohoo!
So
Jessica's
mom. You're gonna have to get way closer than that, mom.
Today we're going to talk about becoming a teen mom and the struggles and surviving it. And we wanted to bring in our two special guests to have a new voice and share their experience with us. So my little sister, she became a mom at a teen age. And we kind of just wanted to ask her some questions and get a feel on what it's like to be a teen mama.
So, I mean, these questions are going to be for both of you guys. You can answer them in whatever order. My mom seems so nervous.
Not so
much. It's not that serious.
All right, so let's just start off with, how old were you when you found out you were pregnant?
Do you
want
to go first?
I was 18 when I found out I was pregnant.
I found out September 11th, and I was turning 17 September 25th, so like 2 weeks before my 17th birthday.
Wow. That's super young. Yeah. So you guys, needless to say, were both in high school.
Yeah.
So, Tisha, who was the first person you told?
This is like 30 years ago.
So I know. It's probably a little rough to remember.
Well, I told Dad, obviously. He was the first person I told. I really didn't tell anyone. I kept it a secret until I was starting to show, and I finally had to tell Grandma, and she basically said she already knew.
She
says, I already knew. She said, I could see it in your face, and obviously I was sick. I had a really bad morning sickness, so that was a dead giveaway. So, but I was still trying to hide it from her, but she said basically she already knew by the time I told her.
So why didn't you tell her earlier?
I was scared.
I was nervous. Pretty almost all of your sisters were teen moms.
But I was her baby. I was the baby, and it was like, I think she expected more. I felt she expected more from me, so
yeah, like
I thought it was
going to
be like, oh, yeah. Yeah, so it was.
Ways.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I mean, at least I waited till I was 18. So I'm like, you're lying.
Yeah, so you were like right there at the tip of getting out of school.
Yeah.
So what about you, Carol?
Well, I went like with my son's dad, so he was obviously the first person. And honestly, after that, I don't really remember. It's kind of a blur. And it was 9 years ago.
It's
a long time.
It is.
So did you go like to the doctor?
I took a home pregnancy test, and it told me it was a negative, but I just felt it, and then I went to a clinic, and it was positive. Like, she's like, you know you're pregnant. I'm like, no, I don't know I'm pregnant. I'm here.
Had to figure it out.
I was like hoping you were telling me what my home pregnancy test did, but yeah.
So how do you feel like the guys reacted to the news?
Well, he was older than me. He was like probably like 19, I think, at the time. So for him, he was more so ready than I was. You know, I was like so naive, thinking that it was something that I could take on. And I mean, I did. I survived it, but it just, you know, you look back at things and you're just like, what?
Yeah, you do feel like you're a lot older.
Yeah, yeah, like you do at the time, you feel like you're not a kid, but you, like, if my daughter's only just pregnant at 16, I'd want to die, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah. I think you handled it better than I did. I definitely cried.
Did you?
Yes, I did cry. I was just like,
so how did you feel about it ultimately?
I cried, but it was just like something that I knew I was going to do no matter what. Like, I knew I wasn't going to, like, back out. Like, this was my,
your mission,
know, my choice to, you know, and yeah.
And then, Mom, how did Dad react? It's okay, don't feel like I'm gonna feel some kind of way.
No, Dad.
I get it.
No, actually, Dad was fine. It was, he was nervous as well, of course, to tell his parents. And when he told Grandpa and Grandma, well, I think he told Grandpa first from what he said.
Yeah.
And Grandpa was really upset. Yeah, they were very, both of them were very upset that we were young. And
how old was he at the time?
He was 19.
He was 19?
Yeah, he was 19. And yeah, so his parents were, like I said, they were very upset. And
I mean, although it's like a sad story, I kind of like this whole thing, if you want to kind of talk about how they reacted when you guys told them.
Well, they basically just said, don't you think that you're going to leave the kids with the baby with us? You know, they said, you know, we took care of, we had you two at a young age, and we expect you to do the same thing and take care of your own kid. Don't ever ask us to babysit. And it hurt my feelings when Dad told me, but then as soon as I had you, you know, they were contacting me to take care of you.
I think that's, like, for me, it was the opposite. See, like, his parents were, like, ecstatic.
Really?
You know, like, this was their first grandchild. They felt like their son was old enough, I guess, at the time. And my parents were so upset. They were devastated. So it was like, but once the baby was born, it was different.
Yeah, it changes.
You know?
It does.
Everything changes.
It does.
It was the opposite. It was definitely the opposite for them.
Yeah,
but then, like you said, as soon as I was born, they're like, can we watch
it? Exactly.
And
yeah,
because they hurt her feelings, she was kind of like,
yeah. Nope.
I was like, no, I'm fine.
Only when I want to.
Yeah. Grandpa would call me and he'd be like, can I go pick up the baby? I want to surprise Yolanda at work. And yeah, so they were excited. He would love to pick her up and take her with him.
And I'm sure your parents were the same.
Yeah,
so
it was like a different story once the baby's born. Because it's not their fault, you know?
Yeah.
It's like they're going to love them.
Yeah. What about, I know you guys all are just a bunch of sisters. You feel like your sisters were, like, supportive for you, like, in the beginning when you first found out you were pregnant? Does everybody remember that?
I think for the most part, everybody's kind of disappointed, you
okay.
know? Like, I mean, you want better for your siblings.
Yeah.
It's not, like, something
especially
that you're just, like, super excited about from the get-go,
and you guys
know?
Are both the baby.
Yeah, we're both the youngest, so all our siblings are older than us, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, it just changed, you know? Like, they're upset at one point, and then after that, it just, you have no choice but to be there. So
yeah. I know my reaction was probably not the best at the moment, but
yeah.
Of course, like you said, you're in the heat of the moment, you're upset, and, you know, having a baby is a huge life-changing decision, so you see your little sister, and you just are like, you're scared for them. So I feel like the big sister reaction is more out of fear, not like anger or disappointment. It's just like, we're scared, you know, because it's a big, big change.
I think a lot of people handle it differently, too.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
I know, like, I mean, like, when I got pregnant at the time, like, it's like an epidemic, you know, like, people are a teen mom, a lot of people, it's, like, increased, you know, and I've seen several, like, of people that I went to high school with and stuff, and they didn't handle it well,
no.
You know, so you're nervous for how it's going to turn out. I mean, you're a kid yourself, like, trying to raise a kid, so it's just...
Did you know a lot of people that were...
I knew, like, in my high school, it was kind of, like, something that was just normal. Like, it's weird. Like, you know? I think it's definitely changed, gotten better now, but at the time, it was probably a really bad moment for things like that. I'm sure a lot of parents were disappointed in their kids.
Yeah.
For you, too. Almost all your friends
mm-hmm.
had already had kids.
They did.
Right?
They were 16.
Yeah.
I was, like, old already. No, I'm just kidding.
You were old.
Yeah, because they were 15, 16 years old having babies. And I, you know, I was 18. I'm going to turn 19.
You were still,
I had
you. Like, an
yeah,
adult.
I was.
Technically an
yeah.
adult, you know?
I wasn't as young, you know, so I felt I was a little more.
I got this.
Yeah.
I'm a mature mom.
I'm 18. You were 15.
I wonder if people are going to know this whole difference between you and I.
Me and you?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Because everybody says we sound so much alike.
I know. And they say Jessica and I talk the same, so.
And then they say that.
It's so hard.
And then they say that Vanessa and I.
Like, I just don't have an own voice.
We all sound the same. It's the family voice.
It's just one person.
These are my multiple personalities.
I am now my own mom.
Oh my gosh.
So, you talked about kind of where you felt like the lack of support. Where did you feel like you had the most support coming from?
I think probably from his family. More so because that, like, from the get-go, they were just, like, weirdly excited about, like, two people.
Wait,
two teens.
Having
a baby.
Was it their first one?
Yeah, it was their first grandson.
But they're not from the U.S., so
no.
Totally different.
Yeah, for them, I mean, see, his mom was the same way. She had him. He's the oldest. My kid's dad, he's the oldest. So she had him when she was 16 as well. So I guess, I don't know, it's just normal to them in a sense. But
yeah.
They were very, like, I didn't even have a driver's license yet. And she's like, here, take my car to the doctor.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay, I know how to drive. That's what I learned. So they were just oddly supportive.
Of course, from grandma.
Yeah.
Yeah, grandma was always very supportive. She was never, I mean, she totally reacted differently than when I thought she was going to react. And she was really totally supportive. But she loved, you know, she loves grandkids, kids, so she was excited.
Yeah.
Total different.
We were almost the bottom of the barrel, too. We were her last.
Yeah,
like, little
just
babies.
About, yeah.
Everybody was grown already because my mom and our grandma's oldest grandson are only 2 years apart, so her grandkids were already grown too. Or thinking they were grown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The difference of thinking is.
So, can you kind of describe like what the transition from teen life into motherhood was?
I'll think about it.
I'll think about it. We have time.
I think it was hard because, like, I always did it. That was the thing I didn't take off. Like, see, yeah, it was my first, so, like, I didn't feel like his mom or could watch the baby as well as I could. And, like, everything I did, I was like, no, she can't do it the way I do it, you
yeah.
know? So I, like, was always with him. He was, like, my little roll dog, Daniel. But it was hard because... See, for him, he's very Mexican, like, he's very Hispanic, like, their ways are different than ours, so he wouldn't help with the baby, like,
this is your baby.
I work, I make the money, you take care of the child, so I was constantly doing everything for myself, and so that, I think that's what made it so hard, and then on the weekends, he would take off on me. So I was constantly by myself, you know, doing it all.
Like living in his family's house.
Living with his family and doing it all on my own. So I was just, it was hard, especially being so young, taking all that on. But, I mean, I did it. I managed. And I think it was just, he was probably, he's one of the best things that happened to me. It changed me differently. Like, you know, it was hard, but it changed me in all the better ways. You know what I mean? Like, I just had to grow up a little quicker than I was supposed to.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Yeah, mine was the same exact way. I just had, leave my childhood life away and I just dove right in and just became a parent, a mother. That was it. I was with you all the time. Other than when I had to go to work, grandma took care of you. I'd come home. I didn't go out. I was one of those stay-at-home moms. I totally stopped going out. And it was a big change for me. But again, I feel it was for the better. I mean, it kept me out of trouble, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just makes you grow up.
It does. It does.
You're supposed to, but, yeah.
But then you had, like, your friends that had their kids and they were still going out.
Exactly.
Like,
they
dropped off their baby with their grandparents.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and I wasn't that way. Yeah.
Friends that had babies, like, I mean, like, people that I went to high school with that I seen were pregnant at the same time as me, all my friends don't have kids. Literally all my friends. So I didn't. They were all partying. It was just like home, you know? But I loved it. I loved being with him. It just, I wanted more help. Like, more of the, you know, other half being there.
Yeah.
Just didn't have it like that.
I feel like that's how, I kind of got lucky in that sense where, like,
me and like a few of my friends and like Vanessa as well, like we all started having kids at the same time, so I really have people to bond with and like
go out with and do stuff with.
Yeah, like let's do mommy things, let's let the kids go play, and then we can all like hang out and talk and try to relax, and we don't really have to explain anything to them because they already know.
Yeah, it's so hard like when you try to hang out with your friends and you're like chasing after a baby and they're all just sitting there like, yeah, let's ditch her. Let's go.
Let's not call her ever again.
And like I couldn't understand the concept at all, you know, like I was like, hey Bria, like let's go out, can you just put her to sleep and let's go? And then so she'd be like coming over, like she would do it and get over the house at like 11:30. I'm like, oh my god, I wanted to go out way earlier. Like I'm like all upset because I'm like the time she gets here, and like I just
now you understand the struggle,
right? Like I couldn't understand it before, and
it's
crazy. So I mean, I already kind of back to school after
you had dinner? Yeah, so at the time I was going to school and I was doing really good in school, but I missed like a week because I was like really sick and they kicked me out. So, and I was like so upset because I was like on a good track, you know. So right after I had him, I went back. It was like orientation and I was like, and the principal was like, what are you doing here? I'm like, I'm coming back to school. Oh, like you're literally back in. And I finished, I got my diploma, so that was like one thing where I'm just, because that's like the total like stereotype, you know, like you have a baby early, you drop out of school, you know, like, so I'm glad I at least like, you know, was successful in that matter, but I was able to finish, it was good, because I wasn't that far behind, like I wasn't behind when I left, so I was able to catch up like easy, you know.
And Mom, you were already 19, so you were like, you had finished school already, so you got lucky in that sense.
Yeah.
And let's see, what about work? My mom was talking, you said a little bit about you had to go back to work, and that's when Grandma would watch me.
Yes.
So, like, how soon after did you go back to work?
I went back to work when you were 2. I started working.
And this was before Robert was born?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I started working, and then I got pregnant with Robert, and, well, I was still working, I was still working when I was pregnant with Robert, and so I was lucky enough to have Grandma take care of both of you, so, I was 20 when I was 20 when I got pregnant with Robert. Who's that?
I started working kind of right away, but if I don't like something, I just don't do it. I'd probably work everywhere. Like, literally everywhere. So I'll work here and there, and I'm just like, I'm over it right now. It works. We're good.
Yeah.
And then I'll go back, and then I'll leave and go back. It's just been like that for the last 9 years.
Carol and Robert are the
same. I know, my brother did the same thing. She's like, work there.
The Libra thing.
Yeah. I don't really need to work right now.
I'm miserable.
If I had the luxury to stay home, I would totally
do. That's funny. I think it is a Libra thing. It's funny.
Lily over there is going to be the same
place. Oh, thanks.
Who? This one?
Yeah, she's a Libra too.
You're going to be like Auntie Carol? And Uncle Robert?
So me and Rob are almost 3 years apart. And Carly and Daniel?
They're 4.
4 years apart.
Yeah.
So what was the like factor in when it was time to have more kids for you guys?
I don't know, I guess I kinda wanted you two to be close in age. I didn't want too big of a gap. Mm-hmm. And so I guess Dad and I just felt that we were ready to have another one. I wanted to try for a little boy. I didn't tell you the story when, remember when I was pregnant with you and I thought I was going to have a little boy?
Oh, yeah.
And it's okay, we can skip that.
It was really funny.
It was sad.
Why is it sad? It's a good story.
Because I had everything. I had my baby shower. I thought I was going to have a little boy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. I had an ultrasound back in the 80s, so it wasn't too...
too, like, legit.
Right. And so they told me I was going to have a little boy. So what did I do? We went and we painted the nursery blue. When I had my baby shower, I told everyone I was having a little boy. So nothing but things for the little boy. And when I had Jessica, I went to the hospital. I was in labor. And then I found that I was a little girl. I had nothing to bring her home in because everything was blue. So grandma goes down to the gift shop and she buys me a little pink outfit to bring Jessica home in because I had nothing. Oh, I had no name picked out. I was just I thought I was going to have a little boy. Yeah. And I was so, and then when I was pregnant with Robert, I mean, they didn't tell me again. I mean, they only gave you ultrasounds unless you needed them. They don't give them like they do now. It was like, if it's necessary, you'll have it. Otherwise, you don't need it. So I had no idea what I was going to have. And I ended up having a little boy. And I was happy about that because I was done. One boy, one girl. I'm good.
Yeah.
And yeah, so 2 and a half years apart. So that was it.
So it was just, I kind of remember you telling me too something about you guys felt you had to have another kid because I was so spoiled.
Well, Dad said that. That wasn't me. Dad was like,
she's spoiled.
She didn't admit to that.
We need to throw another one in there so she won't be.
She's in that hand.
Yeah. Yeah. We're both pretty spoiled anyway.
Yeah.
For sure. My brother's a baby, so I'll always say he's a little bit more spoiled than I am.
But it's different.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Like, you feel like it's like more so one, and then the other one, you know that you, it's just different.
It is. It is totally.
It's like a perfect, amount of everything, you know.
Yeah. So you guys plan for to
yes.
What about you? Did you plan for Carly?
No, yeah. They're 4 years apart, and for me, for us both, we were, that was it. Like, we were okay with.
Just Daniel.
I think because it was so hard for me raising him, because it was kind of on my own. Yeah, he was there, but it was just me kind of doing it more so all by myself.
Yeah.
I didn't want any more, for sure. And then we were having like a rough patch at the time where I was kind of already pulling away.
Yeah.
And I feel like it was like something that like trapped, like kind of like, I don't want to say trapped because I like Carly is like another one of my greatest blessings, you know?
Yeah.
But I felt like more so that's kind of what it was. Like
kept you
he
and him
knew,
together.
Yeah, like, yeah, like, kept us together longer. And, but, yeah. I just planned on the one.
Yeah.
Somehow I have three.
She just had another baby,
yes.
Like, 2 months ago.
8 weeks ago today.
8 weeks today?
Yes.
Wow.
Not with the same guy. I'm not talking all this nonsense about him. And they're like three kids at a time. Only two. I'm married now.
And your new baby was very, very planned.
Yes. I didn't want any more even after Carly. But my husband's really good with my kids. Very excellent with them. And we just wanted one of our own, you know?
Yeah.
So, but that's it.
If there is any at all, what would you say was the easiest part about becoming a teen mom?
Oh, didn't we say it was just, well, I can't,
the energy and that you wouldn't have as much as you would being older, I guess. Not saying that, I mean, you guys don't have energy or anything, but I think
I'm
you're...
I'm a grandma. I'm a grandma in my soul.
Get up here, though. I don't want to chase you.
But, you know, you're in your... teens, you're just ready to do anything, and it's just, I guess, just that.
Yeah, and then just like I said, I mean, I was an aunt at a young age, so I had experience taking care of my nephews and nieces from my older siblings, so that was the easy part for me that I can say. But other than that, it's pretty difficult being a teen mom. You know, it changes your life completely.
Yeah.
If you're not ready for it, like there's some teen moms that still want to go out there and party. It's a bit, yes. Yeah,
know?
It's a huge life changer.
Yeah, it changes everything.
Yeah.
And if you could single something out as being the toughest,
I think it's just the baby daddy. That would be for me. Like, just, you know, as when you have them so young, you don't have that time to, you know, like, we weren't dating long before I got pregnant, so I didn't know him, long before that, you know, so had I known him for several years, I definitely would never have had children with him.
And then when you're young, like, you feel like you're in love.
Just so
in love.
Be with
them forever.
And 2 months
yes.
is, like, forever. You
yes,
know, it's, like, 2 months. Oh, my God, we've been together for 2 months. It's, like, 2 years.
it's hard because, you know, if you're not, you have to deal with, if you don't stay with them, you have to deal with the co-parenting. Like, I just went to court today with him. So it's a struggle, you know, and I think that's been the hardest part for me. It's just the dad I chose for my children.
Yeah. Well, I could say the same thing, but I'm still with the dad that I chose for my children.
So what about
him when the babies were small? Was he helpful? Was he hands-on? Or
not really. Yeah. Again, he was always out there working, trying, because we had our own apartment, so he was out there, you know, trying. And I would stay home and take care of the kids for a while, and I didn't, you know, I was back and forth, and then, like Caroline, you know, working and not working, so but I was pretty much staying at home and taking care of them, so he was not around much. Thank God I had grandma to help me, you know, and but yeah, same as like with Carol, it was just a struggle, you know, for him to be there. But when he was there, I'll give that to him, he did help me, you know. That's he good. Would change, he was totally into changing the diapers, he didn't have a problem with that. He would go shopping for me, he would do help me with the laundry, he did do that, you know. So yeah, he did help. Yeah. In that sense, he's always been like that, he's always helped. So
if you would have waited, then you could have just cut him off a long time ago. Yeah. Do you guys have any advice for women who are going through this now? I don't think anyone's ever really 100% ready to have a baby. You're going to have a hard time whether you're 17, 28, whatever yeah. age it is. You know, it just depends on the baby, too. Like, I think having a baby right now is a breath of fresh air. Like, my baby's so easy, you know? But I think it's just stick through. Every day they get older, you know, and it gets easier. And that's what I tell my sisters, too. They all have little ones. And my kids were already older, you know? But it's always a struggle, no matter what. I would just say stick through if you're already in the situation. If not, don't grow up faster than you need to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Do you have anything to add to that?
No, I would just say for teen moms, because I know I'm not just teen moms, but any mother at all. Like when their kids, I know it gets overwhelming at times when you have your kids and you get a little frustrated and you need that little mommy break. Just, I mean, try and take that little break that you need and not, because I know I've seen a lot of, you know, people mistreat their kids from being overwhelmed. And, yeah. and you just need to take that moment for yourself and just take a breather and just realize that their babies are little, you know, you need to try to figure out what they need. And you know, it's it once you get to learn your baby, you'll learn their cries and you'll learn what they need. It becomes a little easier, but you just gotta, like Caroline said, just hang in there, you know, and it'll, you know, it'll get better soon. They'll be talking sooner than you know it and telling you what they need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know,
day,
yeah, yeah, every day. Yeah,
now that I know you work in a hospital, so you see like young women come in all the time that are pregnant, right? How do you feel when you see them, like, feeling like you are in their shoes?
Yeah, I look at them and I'm like, oh my God, I was such a baby. And yeah, I thought, I'm like, oh my God, she's only 18. And I'm like, I thought like I was grown at 18 years old. Cause
I'm, exactly.
But no, oh, you look at them and yeah, it's like, oh my,
baby. I know that's not like my niece and nephew, they're like 14 and 16. I'm like, dude, they're babies. Yeah. You know? And at that time I'm thinking I'm ready for anything.
Exactly,
that comes my way.
Exactly.
It's just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. But I kind of think that back in the, I mean, me when I was growing up, times were different. I feel like I was a little more mature at 18 than these 18-year-olds are now. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it depends on
I definitely see that now. And maybe at the time in my time, too, that was true, too.
Yeah.
But especially nowadays, I see, like, the high schoolers and everything, and I'm just like, maybe the same way I see them is the same way people.
Exactly. I think the same way. I'm like, that's how people probably looked at me, you know? Like, oh, my God, she's such a baby. It's always
time,
like that.
You're the oldest you've ever been.
Yeah. Right,
so
right.
Like
you're
the wisest.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Yeah. I'm already 18. I can do this. Yeah.
So, and obviously you guys both have daughters. And what do you feel like you did to prevent me from following in your, and like,
I feel that grandma had a lot to do with it, because with me going to work and me not being there for you, like grandma was the eyes for me that I couldn't be when I, because I was at work. So I think if I would have
been working all the time and
I didn't have grandma, I think that I feel that you probably would have, like a latchkey kid back in the day, how we were, was just like, you know, we can do whatever we want. We had no discipline. We go out and do whatever we wanted to do. You always had grandma. Grandma was always picking you up, dropping. I feel that.
Yeah, grandma was always around.
Yeah.
She was like one of the most important people in my life. But I never felt like she was a.
She did hover in the living room. I remember when she would tell me, like, she'd be like, oh, I let the kids walk home from school today, and I'm like, oh, you did? And they're like, I'm like, oh, Robert, grandma let you guys walk home from school, and he's like, yeah, but she followed us in the car.
I love it. That'd be
me rolling up the back, like, I'm still watching
you. Yeah, and it's like, I didn't have that. Yeah, yeah,
I didn't have that. I gotta make sure you get there.
And even Grandma would tell me herself, she'd be like, hey, Jesse, they're taking too long to get home. Let me go look for them. And, she, you know, so she, yeah, so. I feel that, yeah, that
she
Grandma had
a
lot.
Really,
yeah,
good,
yeah.
She kept a really close eye on us, for sure. I don't feel like I ever felt, like, overwhelmed by it too much. At the time, of course, I, you know, you're a teenager. Yeah. You're like, give me space. But
she was a grandma. She knew how to give you space.
Yeah, she'd give me, like, your mom, quote-unquote, space.
Yeah.
A little out of my eyesight. But, I mean, even still, I feel like for some kids, when they don't get to spend as much time with their parents, they don't have, like, a lot of respect for them.
Oh,
I feel like
yeah.
my mom kept it really, you know, tight. Yeah, we knew how much she loved us, and she was always, like,
yeah.
at the end of the day.
She didn't lose her place.
Right,
so,
yeah. She was, it, you know, some people, they're kind of like, yeah, my grandma raised me, my mom was more like my sister.
Yeah, that
like,
happens a lot.
Yeah, I've never felt like that. I've always felt like my mom is my
mom,
and she's the authority, like, at the end of the day.
And that's good. And I tried to do that. And like I said, I see that with a lot of my friends, and the ones that had their kids when they were young, they would just totally dump their kids on their mother, on the grandma.
They were
and
ready.
Yeah. So yeah. So the daughter, they were still going out. And me, what I would do, I mean, when I just go to work and come home, you know, I cooked dinner. I did everything that I could just to, you know,
to keep the maximum.
Right.
Yeah. I never felt. Obviously, like, you dumped us off anywhere, of course, because, you know, Grandma was living with us, too,
yeah.
so it was, like, really awesome to have us all, like, being together, and, like, a group, you know, takes a village.
Yeah.
Team effort, yeah.
I think, well, for me, like, Carly's only five.
Yeah,
so
what do you feel like, what are
I think my biggest thing was, like, so I was with their dad from 07 to, like, 012, 013. Carly was working. Yeah. And you know what's funny is I did the same earlier in court. She goes, when did you guys live together? And I'm like, 07 to, no wait, it, 2013. So right now I did the same thing.
To 013.
I edited that little part.
That's hilarious. We're leaving it.
So when we were together, I put up with a lot, like a lot, you know, in that time. And when I had Carly, it was, that's when I actually, like, she wasn't that old when I left. And for me, it was, like, that was kind of my eye-opener because all of the things I accepted, I didn't want her thinking that was okay, and the relationship me and her dad were in, I didn't want her ever going through life accepting that, you know, like, any of that. So I think that was a big part of it. And for Daniel, too, I don't want him ever thinking he can treat a woman in certain ways and stuff. But for with Carly, I hope that helped. I mean, not that I still would have been there if I didn't have her, but I wanted to make it a clean break where she, you know, like, she understands what it's like to be in a healthy home and stuff. And that's what she's in now, you know? Like, you know, there's, I think that's a big part of it, you know, when you grow up and things are a mess, kind of like our life, you know? It kind of ruins you sometimes in certain ways, you know? So I hope it helped her, and time is yet to tell.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I hope she has a good head on her shoulders. She does, you know, she has three brothers, so.
Yeah.
We got this.
Yeah.
I will be
older.
Behind her in my car.
And if she's not, I will be.
She's not going anywhere without one of those brothers. She's probably not Jordan.
Jordan will spice it up.
Well, again, we got Carol here and we got my mom, too. We're really lucky to have them sitting with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Oh,
that was fun.
So if you guys are listening, I'm sure you've either found us on iTunes or Stitcher. Those are the main spots to find the Moody Mommies.
Like, subscribe, comment, everything.
Review. We need it all.
Do it all.
All of that.
Shout out.
out to the teen moms this week, and hang in there with all the struggles that are going to be heading your way.
Yes.
Yes, it does not stop.
Not even when you're not a teen mom.
No, no,
I'm going on 27 and I'm still dealing with it. Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Those are cute little shoes.
Moody Mommy's.
Moody Mommy's.
Moody Mommy's Podcast.